your hand, and I'd like you to say it into the microphone so everyone can hear. Okay? And it's kind of an interactive way of praying. So our thank you prayers. Does anyone have something that they'd like to say thank you for? As in a prayer style. If we could raise our hands just so we... Yes.
Yes, Jacob. My wife to be is very ill in hospital and in America. And I'd like to ask God to help her.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. Does anyone else have a thank you prayer? Yeah.
Just to say thank you for always loving me and always, always being there for me. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Does anyone else have a thank you prayer? This is quite a nice. Do we have anything to say thank you to God for? Hint, hint. No? Anyone from the table? Children and young people? And parents? Is there anything that we want to say thank you for?
Holidays.
Okay. David, you had one.
Thank you for sunny days and ice cream.
Okay, thank you. Kate, what would you say thank you for?
For health.
Awesome. What would we say thank you for, Rose?
Friendship and a family here.
Okay, thank you. Michael, you've got one?
Just for who God is, that he will finish what he started and that his promises will always come true.
Okay, thank you. I think that's enough. So that's our thank you prayers together. And now we're going to move over here to our sorry prayers. If you can turn your head, that would be great. If you can't, don't worry. Maybe we could get the camera on. I don't know. So for the sorry prayers, actually, we're not just using our own words. We're using scripture from the Psalms. So we're going to ask them what Psalms have jumped out to them as they're reflecting on sorry, on repentance, and on grace. Have we got any sentences?
Mine were from Psalms 38 and Psalms 32. And I wrote, sorry for my sins, I am full of anxiety. I recognize my faults. I have done wrong that hurts you. I am condemned. Wash me, Lord.
Okay, thank you. Do you have one that you want
to? From Psalm 51. I have been sinful from birth. You desire truth in the inmost parts. You teach wisdom to that which is on the inside of us, and we need that in order to be washed and cleansed. All sin is against you, God, and it needs to be wiped out in our lives, and you alone can do it. Create in me, create in us a pure heart, O God. Restore the joy of our salvation. Make us willing, make us whole, make us live. May we rejoice again in your salvation.
Wow, very powerful. Thank you. Christine, Vicky? Yes, no? Yeah.
Okay. Psalm 32, the words that jumped out were pardon, forgiveness, confession, salvation, protection, hiding place, all the things that God provides when we're sorry. And the prayer of, I'm sorry, Lord, for not trusting you enough, for trying to do things in my own strength.
Thank you, Christine. Vicky or yeah. Claire, Mandy?
So things for me were my sighing is not hidden from you. Oh, Lord, come quickly to help me. Lord, my Saviour, blessed is he whose sins are forgiven because you, Lord, forgave the guilt of my sin.
I'm going to stick with my short one. It's very short.
but it's the thing that stood out to me the most from Psalm 51, which is God's great mercy.
Okay, so really powerful words, especially when we're speaking out the Psalms. There's almost a greater depth and a greater power to it. Does anyone in the congregation have any thoughts or prayers on the notion of repentance or sorry? A sorry prayer? Or perhaps a prayer of adoration for God's mercy, maybe? We'll move on then to our final section of please. Remembering earlier, we do thank you, sorry, please. So do we have some spokespeople? Maybe we want to take turns, different voices.
No, no one wanted to take turns. So I'll read a few of the ones we got here. We've got, Father, please bring revival to our town and country, that great joy will be known. Please, Lord, please bless the people of Malawi. Please let the world know your love, peace, grace, more and more. Please guide us in your plans for our lives. Please get the men you want to hear Robin Oak's message to come on Tuesday night, 7:30. I'm cooking curry. Please come along. Let me know if you're coming. Please look after those doing exams. Pray for their plans after exams. Help them to take the opportunities you give them. And finally, please bless the work of Churches Together in Bromsgrove. Draw us closer together, seeking your will and inspiring us to reach out to our community. Amen.
So I think that's really good that we've had a lot of different voices. It shows that we're a community, that we're together. And we've also been reminded simply of what it is to pray. It doesn't need to be complicated like the Pharisees. It can just be simple. Thank you, sorry, please.